Hey, beautiful achievers, Nurse Sherry here, registered nurse and quality longevity lifestyle and high performance coach. If you walked with me this month, you did something simple and powerful. You proved that tiny, consistent steps compounded to big longevity wins. Today, I'm wrapping our 10K steps challenge with the top benefits for your long-term health, and then we're rolling right into our September theme. I'll reveal that later. Stay tuned to the end for your next steps, including my two-day workshop on September 24th and 25th from 6 to 9 p.m., how to join my Longevity Unlocked Collective membership, and how to book your longevity strategy call with me. Now, let's recap our August wins. Click applause for us. I am your partner in building and maintaining your quality longevity lifestyle. You carved out time in a busy, high-stakes life. I can relate. I am currently wearing two full-time hats, ICU nurse and longevity coach. The ladies in my current coaching cohort work 10 plus hours per workday. You stacked walking into your busy schedules between meetings, after dinner, and during calls. You tracked steps, watched your energy improve, and you showed up even on the didn't feel like it days. And we all have those days. This wasn't about perfection. It was about consistency and capacity. And you built both. Let's lock in the why behind 10K steps so the habit sticks for life. There are several benefits of 10K steps in a longevity lifestyle. Let's discuss five of those benefits. Benefit number one is your cardiometabolic health. This is your daily heart tune-up. 10K steps is gentle, scalable cardio that steadily improves blood pressure, insulin sensitivity, and lipid profiles. Translation: you power up your circulation, support healthy blood sugars, and reduce long-term risk for heart disease. You don't need a fancy program. You need movement frequency. 10,000 steps distributes movement across your whole day, which is pure gold for longevity. Benefit number two is increased brain health and mood. This leads to sharper focus and a calmer mind. Walking increases blood flow to the brain and helps regulate neurotransmitters tied to focus and mood. That's why so many of you said, "I think better when I walk." Your steps were not just burning calories, they were building clarity. More clarity equals better decisions, which equals better leadership and health choices. This has been my go-to over my old poor habit of stress eating. Just last week, me and my husband was having a major difference of opinion. Instead of going back and forth like I would usually do and allow my petty queen to emerge, I placed him on snooze and I walked. There is a beautiful walking trail near my home, and I did a walking meditation. After my walk, my mood was boosted, and when we spoke, cooler heads prevailed. Benefit number three is stress resilience. Movement metabolizes stress. High-achieving women carry invisible loads. Walking is the most accessible way to downshift from fight or flight and discharge daily stress hormones. When stress is chronic, everything from cravings to sleep two hormones get messy. Steps are your pressure valve. Benefit number four is sleep quality. Move by day, restore by night. Our bodies sleep better when they've moved. Many of you reported deeper, more restorative sleep after consistent walking. Sleep is the nightly repair shop for your brain, your hormones, and your immune system. Want a younger, biological age? Guard your sleep and keep your steps. Shameless plug alert. In my coaching program, I electronically monitor your sleep data daily. Sleep paired with mindset is foundational to a longevity lifestyle. Poor sleep impacts weight release, cognition, neuroplasticity, and systemic dysregulation. Benefit number five is muscles, bones, and longevity posture. Aging is edited. What does that mean? Aging is slowed. Every step is micro load for bones, posture, and gait mechanics. You maintain lean mass, protect bone density, and reduce fall risk as you age. Walking won't replace strength training, but it amplifies it. In my framework, walking builds the base. Strength training sculpts the structure. I consider myself a longevity lifestyle disruptor. And here are some mini myths that need to be debunked. Here's a myth. If I can't do 10K, it doesn't count. Wrong. Everything counts. 6 to 8K steps still delivers real benefits. Myth. Walking isn't real exercise. Wrong. Walking is foundational exercise, especially when done daily. Myth. I need intense cardio to see results. False. Not for longevity. Consistency beats intensity for baseline health. Now that your body's in motion, it's time to bring your mind along for the ride. The September challenge is, drumroll, meditation and mindfulness. Welcome to September, meditation and mindfulness, the mindset month inside our longevity lifestyle challenge. Here's how this elevates your results. Number one, mindset drives adherence. Your brain is your operating system. Meditation helps prune the mental noise that derails habits. When you master the mind, you master the calendar, and your health follows. Number two, stress modulation equals better biomarkers. Mindfulness can lower perceived stress, improve emotional regulation, and support heart rate variability, HRV. For those of you who are wondering what heart rate variability is, HRV is a measure of your body's ability to adapt to changes in stress and activity levels. Basically, fewer spirals and a faster recovery from daily friction. Number three, sleep synergy. A calmer nervous system helps you fall asleep faster and reach deeper stages of restorative sleep, compounding your August walking gains. Number four, eating with awareness. Mindful moments before meals reduce stress eating, support better food choices, and bring you back to your goals without shame. And number five, leadership energy. High performers make dozens of decisions daily. A 5 to 10 minute practice can sharpen judgment, reduce reactivity, and create the steady energy that others can feel. Here's a simple structure for how we'll do it. Number one, daily micro practice of 5 to 10 minutes of guided breath or body scan in the morning or before bed. Quick side note, I love micro habit stacking. It leads to greater consistency. Number two, mindful moments. Pair a 60-second box breath with everyday triggers before meeting, after parking, stepping into your home. Box breathing is also known as square breathing, and it's a relaxation technique that involves a specific pattern of deep rhythmic breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose for a count of four. Hold for a count of four. Exhale slowly for a count of four and hold for a count of four. Repeat this four times or 60 seconds. And three, walking in mindfulness. One 10-minute mindful walk weekly. No podcasts, no calls, just breath, posture, and surroundings. Here is a reflection prompt for your nighttime journaling. What did I do today that aligned with my future self? Let me repeat, because I want you to write this down. What did I do today to align with my future self? One sentence, answer it, done. Okay, here are the next steps so you can lock this in and go deeper with me. Step number one, attend my 2-day workshop, September 24th and 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. If you want a concise, actionable blueprint for your longevity lifestyle, join me live. Across 2 evenings, we'll connect the dots, movement, sleep, stress, mindset, and nutrition for high-achieving women. You'll leave with a personalized action plan you can start immediately. Step two, buy my ebook, Longevity Unlocked, The Genesis. This is your playbook for my necessary framework, nutrition, exercise movement, sleep, stress management and mindset, and social connections. My book also contains journal prompts and ask formations to hardwire the habits. Nurse Sherry, what are ask formations? I'm glad you asked. Ask formations are a mental technique combining positive affirmations with reflective questions to reframe negative thought patterns and encourage a proactive, solution-focused mindset. It's the perfect companion to September's meditation theme. Step number three, join my membership group, Longevity Unlocked Collective. If you want community, consistency, and coaching, this is where we do life together inside the collective. Inside this collective, you are going to get an online video library with focused trainings and mini modules, accountability threads, and habit tracking so you never go it alone. Once a month, laser coaching with me to remove roadblocks fast. Monthly themes and challenges like August's 10K steps and September's mindfulness. Templates and trackers you can print or use digitally. A supportive community of driven women who get your pace and your goals. The collective is designed for your schedule, your ambition, and your health span. If you loved this challenge, the membership makes it your lifestyle. Step number four, follow and join the challenges. Follow me on all my socials at Ask Nurse Sherry and my podcast on Spotify and on Twitter at Ask Sherry RN so you can get these nuggets on the go. Join the monthly challenges so you can always have a fresh, focused target and a crew walking beside you. Watch me at 8:30 p.m. on September 4th on the Spicy Seasoned Sisters podcast. Step number five, book a longevity strategy call with me. If you want personalized, high-impact guidance, book a call. We'll map your priorities, identify the one or two levers that moves everything else, and decide the best container for you. Whether it's my group coaching, VIP intensives, or membership program, all links will be posted below. Your August steps built momentum. September's mindfulness will protect it. Movement plus mindset is the unbeatable combo for a longer, stronger, calmer life. I can't wait to see you inside the workshop, my coaching cohort, the Longevity Unlocked Collective, and in our next challenge. I am Nurse Sherry, your quality longevity lifestyle and high performance coach. I want you to remember, longevity is not a destination, it's a lifestyle. See you in September.